CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. My name is Duncan. My location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. In the roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then we'll check in with EchoLink before we go to the RF section. With our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4, PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, N4UYB, Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia, KF4CKT, John in Honeypath, N4DFM, Tony in Richmond, Virginia, KC4PIL, Douglas in Spring, Texas, WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia, then AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida, K4XMR, that's Mel and Prosperity. KG4QLQ, Lennon KG4PFI. And they're in Piedmont, South Carolina. Welcome KO4ZE. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. KR4AAZ, Andrew in Greer. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. K4RYL, Ryland in Greenville, South Carolina. Welcome KUB, that's Lenny in Easley. KR4EEE, that's Greg in Hendersonville. KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. Welcome KR4FHX, that's Jamie in Gaffney. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And then NC9V, that is Leon in Hendersonville. That's it for our pre-net check-in, so let's check in with EchoLink. EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. The EchoLink stations are just getting situated, or they're just listening only, and that's fine. So let's go on to the RF section, tonight being Monday night. Tonight is Echo Through Hotel. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
And on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan, but thank you for calling the net, sir.
JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Kevin. I will be negative in AVNAC, Duncan. Thanks.
JKZ, please check in. KR4FMC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. This is Rick. I'm in Simpsonville, the 5-4th area. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you, Duncan, for calling in that.
JKZ. And out, Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf India, Kilo, Wayne in Ottawa, 73.
Number 4, Echo, Delta, Whiskey, Edin Brevard, no traffic.
Number 4, JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. our Sunday night net controller. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. Then we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry in Camden, North Carolina, a little closer to me. Good to hear you tonight, Harry. Then we'd like to welcome KR4 Foxtrot November Charlie. That's Rick in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4 Golf India Kilo. That's Lynn in Etowah. And I'm not sure if I got that call sign right. Did I get that call sign right, Lynn?
Back for Golf India Kilo, QSL.
Got it. Thanks for getting back to me. We'd like to welcome Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo. That's Lynn in Etowah. Then we'd like to welcome N4EDW. That's Ed in Brevard. Good to hear you tonight, Ed. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KO4JKV. Go ahead and go to India Through Lima, I Through L. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Checking it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. It's KG4JIA. Dennis and Gasly, good evening to you. All the net 73.
JKV. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 is for each one of you.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Duncan, thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No credit, no comment.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KG4JIA. That is Dennis in Gaffney, South Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Dennis. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. And be sure to check in with Sid's net if you can every Sunday night at 8 p.m. And that is a 146640 with a tone of 91.5. All right, any other stations in the India Through Lima group, call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Duncan, thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Larry. And he brings along his wife, Donna. KC4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And they're in Greer, South Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Larry. All right, let's check in with Echolink. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Welcome, KO4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That is Jim in Berea. Thanks for checking in over Echolink this evening. All right, let's move on down the alphabet to Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KO4JKV or net control.
4JKV? Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, for both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. She's in West Shoals. That's Michelle, by the way. She's in West Shoals. It should be negative and negative.
Kilo 4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Lorena. Kilo Kilo, she brings along her husband Rick. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and they're in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter Michelle. Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec in Ware Shoals. Thanks again for getting everybody checked in, Lorena. Sounding good. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group, call KO4JKV. I think we have everybody in that group so far, so let's go to Quebec Through Tango. Q through T, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Evening, Duncan. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
For JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO 4, QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Mr. Chris.
For JKV. Check in, Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray. That's W4SBX. This is Brad in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check in these fellas here. Let's first welcome N0TR. That is Tom in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That is Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Then we'd like to welcome Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-Ray. That's Brad in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, Brad. Any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group, call KO4JKV. That takes us to the end of the alphabet, which is Uniform Through Zulu. U through Z, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Nice to hear you tonight, and hello to everyone else on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
AKV.
Duncan, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
AKV.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
JKV. Duncan, if you would, check in KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4. Whiskey Hotel, November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
KV. Kilo 4, Uniform Bravo David. K4UBD. This is Jan from Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative, and thank you, everyone, for signing on.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Uniform Hotel. KQ4YUH, Ted, Tango Echo Delta in Greenville. Checking in, I'll be negative and negative, and thank you for running the net tonight.
KQ4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome N4ZLK. That is Shane in Cleveland, and he runs nets here. I can't remember exactly which day, but it's always good to hear you running them. I think it's Saturday, but good to hear you tonight, Shane. Next, we'd like to welcome WB4ZPH. That is David in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. Then we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for getting everybody checked in. Then we get to welcome KQ4WHN. That is Mark in Greer, and he'll be your net controller tomorrow night. He always runs a great net. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mark. Then we'd like to welcome K4 Uniform Bravo Delta. That is Jan in Traveler's Rest. Sounding good tonight, Jan. Really good audio quality. And then we'd like to welcome KQ4YUH. That is Ted in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ted. And I'm glad I could be here, too. I was in Florida for the weekend, and I drove up, and I just pulled in about 45 minutes ago. And I was rushing to make it, and I made it, so here I am. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Let's see, any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group, call KO4JKP. Right, we already did Uniform Through Zulu. Let's just check again. Uniform Through Zulu, call KO4JKP.
Check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. The name is Alan. I'm in Piedmont tonight. No traffic, no round table.
Will please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim, in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform. That is Alan in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight, Alan. Then we'd like to welcome Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet. That's Jim in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim. And that takes us to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KO4JKV or net control. Well, that silence there is a reminder that I should move on to the entire alphabet, which is Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Duncan in the net, please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KI4DOS. That is Gary. And he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, and they're in Easley, South Carolina, and runs a great net, and he also is the host of the Swap Net, which is immediately following the Wednesday night net. Stick around, and he reads off a list of radio items that people might have for sale or trade or things like that. It's a good listen, so check into that, and thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. All right, we're at 49. Let's see if we can get to 50 here. We're looking for check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKZ. Good evening. Check-in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, WW4JET Matthew, Northern Pickens, no traffic, no chew. Thanks for calling the net.
Check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
The 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's Matthew in Northern Pickens County. Good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's Ken in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ken. Any other stations, all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And let's see, have I missed anybody for... Well, let's go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. If you're a station wishing to secure, you may do so now. Normally, we have RAG2, and we don't have anybody signed up for RAG2. And on Monday nights, we normally have John, KN4RJN. He usually chimes in about this time and talks about space weather and solar flares and things like that. And he usually checks in over Echo Link. And let me check. Let me double check. I don't think I see Echo Link. But no, I didn't see him check in. So hopefully next week we'll get some weather reports that what's going on in space. So Tomorrow night, your net controller is Mark, KQ4WHN. He always runs a good net, so check in with him at 9 o'clock as we're here every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller. We'd love it if you could be a regular and check in every night if you can. Let's go one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, Duncan, I am on Echo Link. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all of the net. Good evening to Duncan, to yourself and all of the net. No traffic and no roundtable.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Stephen, KA4PQA in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. And yeah, I had, as I sign out for the night, I pull up a screen to type in how many check-ins I had tonight, and that screen blocks everything on the Echo Link, so I'm glad you're able to check in. So we'll give one more call all the way through the alphabet. It doesn't matter if you're checking in RF or Echo Link. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. I think we got everybody. Once again, it's a great net. It's always good to get at least 50 check-ins. Tonight was the 52, so that's very good. Thanks for checking in, and stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.
KO4JKV, this is KR4FNC. A quick question. I know we didn't really have a queue set up for tonight, but do you have any stats on where most of the check-ins are coming from as far as, you know, like city areas type of thing?
FNC, this is KO4JKV. Let's see, as far as I could, I guess, theoretically make like a spreadsheet to see where everyone is, but I really don't know off the top of my head. Now, the pre-net check-ins is kind of all over the place. Obviously, most of it is upstate South Carolina, but then there's people from Texas checking in, and Florida, things like that. As far as over the radio, I'm really not sure. It's definitely a lot more in the Greenville area as opposed to where I'm from in the Asheville area. But I'd say upstate South Carolina, that has a good view of where the repeater would be, because the repeater kind of has a big footprint that covers South Carolina better than North Carolina. Let's see, does that help?
Yeah, that kind of helps. I'm hoping for a little more detail, but that's quite all right. I mean, that was an off-the-wall question without any kind of preparation on it. Totally understand. Now, as I'm sitting here listening, I'm just going, man, I'm hearing a lot of people from Simpsonville, but yet I don't really hear them during most of the day. So just kind of sparked my interest in wondering where we were getting most of the people.
A good question, especially if it comes to the point where you need to get a hold of somebody. It's good to know where most of the people are from. But one thing I have done in the past, not only with this repeater, but there's a repeater closer to me. I'm a member of a club up here as well. As the people check in, I kind of write their call sign down and just kind of pull them up on QRZ just to see where they are. So you can kind of do that, like, say, the next net. You just kind of, like, look up everyone's call sign and kind of jot down the city or town, and it'll give you a good idea. And also, if you don't want to wait till next Monday, if you go to our website, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and go to the top. Let me let it drop here. Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and you click Club Repeaters at the top drop-down menu and go down to Repeater Recordings. You can pull up recordings of every net and also general traffic throughout the day. It's recorded and uploaded to the website, so you can listen to Annette, you know, like right now, and just kind of listen and do that same thing, kind of look up the call sign in QRZ and kind of see where everyone's at. Over.
Now, that's a good idea. I keep forgetting about the recordings being up there, but, yeah, going back, reviewing the recordings and looking at the call signs, you know, that's one way to get a good handle on it. It's just a real curiosity question, and I thought, oh, let's see what's going on, because you never know.
I think, I don't know if he's doing it tomorrow, but Mark, KQ4WA10, he does, it's at least once a month. It might be the first Tuesday of month. Anyway, I'll find out for sure, but he does a simplex net, and for people to find out who you can make contacts with without the repeater, just radio to radio. Have you tried that?
First Tuesday of every month, I try and get on there and talk on it. And I can usually hear people and make contact with them, but it seems like it seems to be the reach of what I've got for right now without the repeater, which really, really surprises me, as the distance from my house to the repeater is like 15 miles, and I think I should be able to go antenna to antenna anywhere in the area for a 15-mile radius, but if it goes to simplex, it's like, yeah, 3-4 miles is about all you get.
So it depends on, you know, your terrain, too, because, like me, there's a ham that checked in tonight with us, and he's up here by me. His name's Harry, KC4EZN. He's in Candler. I'd say that's probably at least 10 miles, 12 miles away. And often we can pick up each other on reverse, so we'd be able to talk to each other simplex. But then there'd be somebody just 2 miles away over in Hall Creek, just over the mountain. There's no way I'm going to make a contact with them. So it just really depends on the terrain. And also the antenna helps. I was just curious, what kind of antenna are you using?
That makes it real interesting. I'm running a TID radio handheld. It's the H8, so it's got a 10-watt output. But I've got a Nelson roll-up indoor antenna. So I've got it hanging from a curtain rod on a window to the north side of the house. And so it's got a direct line view to the direction of the repeater. But overall, it seems to get out and talk very well, so I'm pleased with it so far. But just on a simplex basis, it's like, man, I don't seem to get out very far at all.
FNC, KO4JKV. Well, I tell you, those roll-up J-pole antennas are excellent, and I've tried them inside, and they're better than the rubber duck, but there's nothing like putting that thing outside. And I know you might have it in a window, but the difference of having it by the window inside and outside a couple feet away from the house is going to be night and day.
That, yeah, outdoor antennas definitely do better, and if you have some kind of good ground plane on it, that also works. A little handheld doesn't have much for a ground plane. it's electrical footprint rather limited. So, yeah, I understand that one.
It's worth checking out like a Yagi or a log periodic antenna, because when I check in through the week, I'm using a roll-up J-pole that's just outside, but when I run the nets on Monday nights, I'll actually bring out, it's called an ELK antenna, E-L-K, and I just bring it out just for the nets, and then as soon as I'm done talking to you, I'm going to bring it back in. But I point it towards the repeater, and the repeater for me is 55 miles away, and it gets in pretty good. So if you want to take it to that next level, especially when it comes to simplex, you might want to look into a directional antenna like the a log periodic or a Yagi, where you can put it out there, even if it's just for the simplex net, and be next to it and kind of turn it around and see what you can find. That's the best case scenario. Over.
Is that one that kind of sits on a tripod base and, you know, it's not really anchored to anything, it's just sitting out there, KR4 FMC, just for the log?
Mounted a lot of different ways. If you want to get fancy, you can mount it and have a motor that rotates it. But for me, I have a Home Depot bucket and a piece of PVC into the bucket, filled halfway up with concrete, and then I just found the right fittings to go to the elk antenna. And the elk antenna, it comes already pre-fitted with some PVC already, so connecting it to the PVC I got at Home Depot was this easy. So I just mount it so it's vertically polarized, so it's kind of going straight up and down, and then you can just, I just go out and twist it with my hands, just the whole bucket and everything, just really cheap way to do it. Not sophisticated, but man, it works.
Next thing, you're going to go all engineering on me and tell me you're getting out your compass and lining up with the magnetic poles and pointing it in the same direction each time. You've got a log on which direction you point to.
When I first got it, I did pull out a map and a compass and got familiar with where the repeaters are and where it should be pointing, because I can turn it almost 180 degrees from where it is now and go towards Tennessee and get into these repeaters in Tennessee, like 40, 45 miles away, no problem either. So, you do have to point it in the right direction. It doesn't have to be exact. I mean, you can eyeball it and get there. You'll be fine. But as far as comparing it to a roll-up J-pole and your rubber duck, I mean, a beam antenna, they're not too big because it's a 2-meter antenna. They're very manageable, and they work really good. So, hope that helps.
Interesting. Antennas are one of the most fascinating aspects of playing radio. Way back in the day when I first started playing radio, and I was back in my CB days, I got very familiar with just about everything, from the ground plane antennas to the Yagi beams to the quad beams and mounted rotators and 60-foot antennas. So I had lots of fun back in the days. I guess I had more money to waste.
FMC, KO4JKV. Yeah, I haven't been able to experiment with antennas as much as I'd like. I have limited space, but I do like, when it comes to like VHF, UHF, I know that the antenna you're using is key, you know, the type of coax is key and all that stuff. And just last week I picked up a 70-centimeter Yagi, 5-element Yagi from Chameleon. It folds up. It's like all the elements fold down, and you can slide it into a carrying tube, then they just pop out. Has a little hand grip. And it's pretty affordable, but I bought it for GMRS and 70 centimeters, and I haven't really tested it out a bunch, but I've listened around, and it's really good. So, big believer in the beam antenna, and you should check them out.
Used to use those when we went rabbit hunting, trying to find out who was aggravating everybody online. And they were always very surprised when a bunch of trucks would roll up on them and go, "Hey, boy, what you doing?"
That's true. Antennas like that, special if you're out and about, and it definitely draws some attention to you. I wanted to go up on the parkway, like maybe to Mount Mitchell or around Mount Pisgah, with that UHF antenna, GMRS, and just kind of see how far I can make a simplex contact. That'd be pretty neat, but yeah, it never ends, and lots of good options out there. And if you ask around, I'm sure they'd give you some ideas too. But next time, if the weather's good and they're doing that simplex net, get that roll-up J-pole outside and just as high as you can get it, and see what you can hear.
Ideal. May have to invest in a little bit more of the coax, because this thing only came with 15 feet of coax, so I can't get it too far away from me. But, wow, this sounds like a good, fun idea, and I need to experiment some more on the UHF side, the 70 centimeter side, and try and see how far that one actually reaches out. According to some of the videos and everything I've seen, it's like 3.5 miles, but yeah, still pretty good.
Keep experimenting around, and just for reference, you were talking about you're using the 15-foot coax. What I use for, like, running nets is just a 20-feet piece of coax. I think it's RG8X. I bought it for HF frequencies, but I use it for this, and it works out just good. And so, yeah, I keep the runs kind of short. I guess the shorter, the better.
Yeah, you get less induction that way. It's, that's where the SWRs all come in. Just the one-to-one, it's going to reach out there and talk. But if you're switching frequencies on it, you just have to get close. That's all part of the radio game.
Definitely is. Have you messed around in the HF frequency as much?
Not on the HF. You know, like I said, I got the little, started off with some Bofang handhelds, and, so I've been primarily 2 meter and, just a little bit of the 70 centimeter. But I really, outside of the old CB days, I haven't done anything HF.
And, what I found is the antenna, I'd say probably the most important part. Antenna combined with the feed line length and quality, but also your receiver is going to make a big difference. Like, say, if you have a receiver with like a super heterodyne receiver in it, you're going to pull in a lot more. Like, I have I bought a TYT HT because it was 8 watts, because it had a lot of power. I like it, but I'll set it, plug it into the antenna to this repeater with 8 watts, and I don't even know if it's opening the repeater, because I can't hear anything, just nothing coming back. But if I'm using like this radio, I'm only using 10 watts, and I can hear it perfectly. So, I mean, the receiver, it can be a make it or break it type of situation, too. So, that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, that means that, okay, handhelds have a purpose, but eventually, if you're trying to really get out there and listen and hear and, make those connections, face models are probably going to give you a better result. KR4 FNC.
You can get a handheld that's a really good receiver too, and you can also get a base unit, a mobile unit that's not good at all. So it's just, if you're in the market for a handheld or a base, just kind of look up reviews and look up how its receive capabilities are. And the people online, they'll let you know if they're not happy with it. But I do have my other HT that I use to check into this net every other day except Mondays. I just want to check in. I'm not running the net. I'm using an Anytone 868. It's a Anytone HT. It's it's a DMR radio, but I don't use it for DMR at all. I'm not interested in DMR, but that receiver is unbelievable. It is as good as the space unit. So, I mean, you can have an excellent HD that just has an excellent receiver. Over.
Well, that's interesting to know. Actually, I have a couple of Bofang DMRs that I've had for about 3 years now and haven't fired them up more than twice. I haven't had time to dig into DMR and get all the specifics on it, but it has a lot of really good qualities, especially from a local group use type of thing, because you know, you can program it as a group and only the group is going to hear it and nobody else will hear it. And it's digital and you can send text messages and do all kinds of things, but that's getting deeper into it than I want to go right now. this is a fun, wonderful hobby. There's no doubt about that.
Fun hobby. I am definitely hooked. But, I was able to program my radio for DMR to work off these local repeaters that are connected to DMR. I don't have a hotspot or anything like that. And I checked into a DMR net once or twice, and I just hadn't really caught on. I like radio. I mean, I guess it is radio, but the digital stuff, I don't know. It's a lot to deal with when you're programming and all that stuff. A buddy of mine had a DMR radio, and I was trying to program it just to do simplex, just from my radio to their radio, and I could figure it out, but maybe I'm challenged to that way. Over.
It's probably just one setting. You just have to find that one setting. Two or four, I think.
It's probably just one little box I didn't check, and it'll probably be another year or year and a half before I get back into it and have the desire to figure it out. But it's good to know, and I love the radio for its receive and transmit on RF, so that's good stuff. But it's good talking to you, and good luck with your antenna and your radio quest. And it's definitely good talking to you.
I definitely appreciate it. Appreciate the information. And, it's always good to have somebody to kind of open your mind to and say, oh, I wonder, and get some feedback on it. So that's really good. I appreciate it very much. So, all right, you have a great evening. 7-3 to you. And we'll catch you on next week when you're hosting again. This is KR4FM3. I'll be clear on your phone.
Good rag chew with you. That's one thing I'd like to have on Mondays, more rag chewers. So you made it feel like a real net. So 7-3 to you, and we'll catch you next week. KR4FNC, this is KO4JKV, 7-3. KO4JKV, clear.